Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time for the head coach of America's team, Brian Schottenheimer, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. I'm Sean and RJ, and I don't know how Brian is going to get through an interview without his beloved Bobby here, who's out on vacation.
You know, we talked to him earlier in the spring or in the summer, and I thought him and I were kindred spirits.
Yeah. And you brought the merch.
I brought the merch, yeah, the gear.
And you quickly got discarded.
Discarded.
Yes.
You know, discarded like yesterday's trash.
You must not have liked the things that you put on that shirt that could have been inappropriate.
It was very, very suitable for work.
Okay.
It was very SFW.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Guys, I'm doing amazing. Two things. Number one, I actually have the merch on right now. That's one. So I love the merch. Number two, the reason the morning's so great, I actually feel like I'm coming on a few minutes late, is Bobby and I actually came up with the notes you guys are reading because he and I talked a little ball this morning.
Oh, we just sat around, talked
a little ball, and I got him up to speed. We're ready.
He just triggered me with that ball knowing. We may have to talk about that in Oxnard, but I'm only football guys like Jason Witten. I guess Shoddy can use it, but all the rest of us Joe Schmoes on the couch, when we say let's talk ball, you can't do it. You at least agree with that armchair quarterbacks on the couch, you can't be talking ball.
I kind of like that. I like the separation of state there, brother. I think that makes a lot of sense. But, again, Bobby and I, we had a heck of a time. Again, he gave you guys all the notes we talked about because we just sat around and chopped it up, talked a little ball.
You know what? Coach might be a tolo because Bobby did send a hell of a scouting report, and he's not even here. We did read it an hour ago. So we're proud of you for that, Coach. I actually want to ask a personal question to start off. What is your gas tank right now? Like week 15 weeks in, first-time NFL coach, to the energy level or the amount on your plate as an assistant and a coordinator?
Well, again, I think, you know, number one, thank you for asking. I know you mean that. But I'll say this, man. It is a grind of a season. But, like, one of the things that I really, you know, try to pride myself on is just, you know, is working my ass off and staying prepared. And again, we got the little mini bye over the weekend after those four games in 17 days, and that was good. We did some self scout, but also got a chance to just relax a little bit with family. And I'm ready for the home stretch, man.
Coach, I heard you talk about your relationship with Kevin O'Connell a little bit in the presser. Could you just kind of recap your relationship with him? What makes him stand out so much as an offensive mind?
Yeah, well, so we brought Kevin. I was the coordinator in New York, and Kevin was actually in New England, and we were looking for a backup quarterback, and so we brought him over in free agency. And you just saw right away the guy's love for the game, his understanding of football and X's and O's, but also what a great people person that he is, just his ability to connect with people and things like that. And next thing you know, he's kind of getting into coaching, and then you see he goes and works for a guy like Sean McVay that helps develop Kevin in his mind. And You know, Sean's done a great job building his tree of people. But the main thing I would say about Kevin, guys, is this. When he was our backup quarterback, like I said earlier, he had come from New England. So, you know, he and Tom Brady were very close. He knew everything, all of Tom's mannerisms. So what he did at the line, how he'd make cover zero checks, how he would check to a run, how he would ID things based on different things. And literally, you know, we played him at least twice a year. Mostly it was three times at the playoffs. But where literally that week, Rex Ryan, Mike Pett, and the defensive staff, they would take Kevin basically into the defensive staff room. I'm talking about all day, not just for practice, literally all day long. And he came up with some hellacious blitzes because he understood the protections. And if you showed this, Tom was going to do that. And I think it was the playoff game. We beat him pretty good in the playoff game one year. And we had a free runner where the nickel came off the edge and got a sack. And O'Connell, with I think his helmet on, pads on, was going crazy like a coach. So it was at that moment I was like, "Yeah, this guy's destined to do great things."
Yeah, I fell in love with him during the Netflix stuff, and I'm like, "Who is this guy?" And his personality, his calm dealing with the quarterbacks and the team was pretty impressive. We know Brian Flores loves to blitz. We know Coach Flores' reputation, Coach. Like, how many different blitzes can you be unfamiliar with? The difficulty of a blitz package. Can you just kind of give us a football 101 with, you know, not necessarily what Coach Flores likes to do, but the amount of blitzes that can come your way that can catch you off guard?
Yeah, I think the first thing I would say when you're talking about a Brian Flores defense, number one is when you look at him, he loves veteran players. Okay, so all right, well, so there's a style there. Well, why? Well, he wants to be multiple, and he needs guys and wants guys that can do different things from different looks, and they can adjust quickly, and that's what he's built. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's only certain number of blitzes. So I can bring five guys, I can bring six guys, I can bring seven guys, I can bring eight guys. So it really is a numbers game, right? And a lot of it's based on how many backs you have in the backfield or how many potential blitzers you can bring. What I think they're so good at, guys, is they're so good at the disguise part of it. Meaning, again, whether they're bringing six or they're bringing seven, they make it look like they're bringing nobody, and then they bring six or seven. Then they make it look like they're bringing everybody, and they bring only five or four. And so the disguise element, which the veteran players help with, I think is a huge part of it. But, you know, I mean, this guy, I mean, he cut his teeth, talking about Flores, of course. You know, he cut his teeth with Belichick, man. I mean, he learned under one of the best of all time. And but what's cool for me to see is because we used to play him, you know, when they were in New England, and he's really added his personality to this thing, and very, very difficult to prepare for sure.
Great answer.
Brian Schottenheimer joining us here, 105 through the Fan. All right, Dak against the blitz this year, 1,000 yards passing, 8 touchdowns, 2 picks, 70% completion percentage. What makes a quarterback great against a blitz?
Two things. Number one, I think confidence in the offensive line is one, because you got to play with a firm back foot. But just understanding all year, we call it trouble series, guys. So trouble series is like anybody can drop back and throw a football. Not anybody, probably not you guys, probably not me anymore. Definitely not me anymore. But, I mean, anybody can do that when, you know, it's a four-man rush and you're holding up protection. But understanding where the line's sliding to and what your trouble series is, meaning, okay, this four-week is a problem, here's my answer. This four-strong is a problem, here's my answer. And I think what we've done over the past couple of years, which Dak's really bought into, is understanding and being a master at those trouble series. So he knows his four-strong answer is X, or he knows his four-week answer is this. Bear defense is a term some people might have heard a little bit, where, you know, they cover the center and the two guards. He knows all the rules for that. So it really is, he's become a master of the trouble series, and that's one of the reasons why he's so comfortable against the blitz.
Shoddy, what did you see out of J.J. McCarthy on tape coming out of Michigan? Has he kind of been the same quarterback you expected him to be?
Yeah, I mean, I saw a winner. I mean, I really did. You know, I think you saw a guy that, you know, had great poise. I saw athleticism. I saw a guy with good arm talent. I just liked the way he played the game. There was moxie. There was, you know, he reminds me a little bit of Bo Nix. You know, they're both, you know, good. They've got good size, but they move around. They compete. They use their weapons really well. Again, he played great against Washington, you know, and I'm sure that the thing that they're looking at with him is they got to take care of the football, and he's kind of turned it over a little bit too much this year, but a really, really talented young player that I think's got a nice future in this league.
Brian Schottenheimer here on Sean and RJ, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company on 105.3 The Fan. Did week of discussion and all the criticism, or the noise, I should say, has that put an extra chip on George Pickens' shoulder?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't know about that. I think, you know, George has been great this week, and I don't think anybody ever questioned that George would be great this week. You know, George is having an incredible season, and again, I don't think any of us coached or played very well against Detroit. Certainly, we didn't get the desired effect and result, which is the win, but I think he's had an awesome week, and again, I think he understands just – you know, what's expected of him when you're that talented and you're that good of a player. And he's answered the call, which has been great to see.
How different was he on tape in this game compared to other games this year?
You know what? Honestly, there was a little bit of things. You know, and he felt, you know, that he didn't play very well. He knows he needs to play better. But, again, he still made plays. He still took a lot of attention, which is why Ryan Flournoy and CD were having the monster games that they had. And at the end of the day, again, each game is different. And, you know, shoot, I mean, no one plays every game or coaches every game perfect. And, again, we all have to be better. But, again, what I'm pleased about, guys, is, again, just the way he's come in, and not just Wednesday but Thursday. I mean, I'm talking about two really, really good days of practice. And hopefully that's great news for us heading into Sunday night.
Coach, Jake Ferguson went from a guy who hardly ever fumbles to one who has put the ball on the turf far too often lately. When something like that happens, when it's out of character, is that a lack of attention to detail, lackadaisical? What goes on there?
Well, number one, it's the biggest issue that we're having as a football team. I think we're 29th in the NFL, which is terrible. -8, you know, you're not going to win enough football games to go where you want to go when you do that. We have to get it resolved on offense and take care of it better. What's crazy, guys, is we actually went four straight games without a turnover. I mean, think about that. We did not one, not two, but four straight games without a turnover. And, of course, on defense, we're not taking it away enough. And so we talk about it every week. Every Thursday we do a segment. But let's talk about Jake, you know, first, because you asked the question. You know, Fergie is so damn competitive, man. He's going to fight and claw for every extra yard. But there's a way you carry the ball that, again, some guys lose track of, where, okay, if I'm running to the right, guys, I want the ball in my right arm because that's where the sideline is. That allows me to use my left hand, whether it's a stiff arm or to protect. Okay, but once you're in traffic, you have to, we call it, lock it down, which means basically I put not much just my right arm but my left arm over. I kind of create an X with my arms and my wrist. I pin the ball against my chest, and that's where Fergie's gotten a little bit loose as he's fighting for yards or going down, and it creates air or space, which gives what we call an exit angle for the ball. And if there's an exit angle that's created, that's where guys are so good now at knocking it out.
Now that is a talking ball
that is.
Answer. An explanation.
Oh, yes. Hey, just a couple guys talking ball.
No, God, you're making Bobby's day right now. Brian Schottenheimer right here on The Fan. Well, speaking of turnovers, this guy was a master at it a couple of years ago. And the other day when it came to Trayvon Diggs, you said, I love him as a player, but ultimately he's got to show us that he's ready to do everything the right way. Coach, what is not happening the right way to finally get Diggs back on the field?
No, I think at the end of the day, the right way is just, you know, you walk in the building day to start the day and how you finish the day. And again, I think he's doing a really good job, but again, it's just the attention to detail and everything, you know, meetings, attention to detail and walkthrough, attention to detail in, practice and all those things. And again, you know, I think, you know, people don't quite understand, guys, what a ramp up period means. You go from basically doing zero football practice for, you know, however long it is, you know, a couple weeks. And then you're asked to go out there. Well, you don't forget how to play football, but your body hasn't done certain movements that they need to do at a high level to play to the level that Trayvon or anybody needs to do. And so it does take time. And again, at the end of the day, Trey's no different than everybody else. You know, we're always looking for that consistent approach, man, of competing every day. And I'll tell you this, he's having a really good week thus far, and just got to continue through today and into tomorrow.
Is he close to 100% healthy?
Yeah, he's looking really good. He really, I don't want to put a number on it, but yeah, he looks really good.
Is there anyone that's far enough along? We usually, and you, by the way, we're not happy with you. You've gotten Jerry on Tuesday for the first time in 15 years. He gives us no injury information. He used to just come on and say, yes, this guy's playing. I'm sure they made the head coach happy. So blank curse word you for that. He's given us nothing. Guyton, Clowney, Lamb, are any of them far enough along to where it's a no doubt that they'll play?
Well, listen, guys, I follow my owner, so I'm not going to tell you a damn thing. If he's not telling you a damn thing, I'm not telling you a damn thing. And I'm pretty smart when it comes to that. But, no, I do think, you know, CD's doing great. Who else do you ask me about?
Clowney and Guyton.
Clowney's, again, moving around better. And then, again, Guyton's going to be a little harder, but we'll see. And, again, he was on the field yesterday, which is good, but again, don't tell Jerry I told you guys all that stuff.
He'll be on at 10:30.
Coach, I wanted to get your take on this. This is non-Cowboys related, but Phillip Rivers is going to start this. He's almost your age. He's going to start this week. It looks like he's going to start this week for the Colts. What could we possibly expect from a guy who's been out of the league for 5 years?
That's a great question. And first of all, let me say this. This guy, you know, having been around when we drafted him when he came out of North Carolina State in San Diego, I mean, this guy is a unique individual. The way his brain processes football, guys, is just different. I mean, I'm talking elite level different. God, I cannot imagine being 44 years old, which was a few years back for me. Okay, let's be honest. And going out there and getting chased and hit by 24, 23, 26-year-old men. But this guy's brain ticks at a different speed than most. And I think he's going to do a hell of a job handing it off. I think he's going to do a hell of a job getting the ball out of his hand really, 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 really fast. And at the end of the day, I wouldn't bet against him. You're talking about one of the greatest competitors I've ever been around and literally the best trash talker to never swear ever.
Amazing answers despite the insults. Thank you so much, Coach. Go get him Sunday night.
All right, guys. Thanks. Always enjoy it.
The great Brian Schottenheimer, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.